Welcome to Mammon Audio, I'm Jess. In the following account, Joy recalls how she introduced her niece Demi to the sanction of corporal punishment. She writes, I'm a mother of two boys, both now adults, and both regularly felt the back of my hand growing up. However, what I want to tell you about here is the first time I ever smacked my sister's little girl. Both Amy and I were no strangers to our mother's knee as little girls. Mum had no compunction about taking our pants down for a sound smacking when she felt we needed it. However, while the experience left me very much in favor of corporal punishment, it seemed to have the opposite effect on my sister, who declared herself very much against smacking as soon as she became pregnant. As a result, in my opinion of course, by the time Demi was 5 she was pretty much out of control. She'd have had her knickers put down long before had she been mine, and I told Amy so, but she replied that I was reactionary and old-fashioned. Not long after the conversation, a situation arose. I had been made redundant from my job and had decided to be a stay-at-home mum for a while. We were in the fortunate position that my husband had a reasonably well-paid job and we could afford to do this, while Amy got a new job which required her to work different hours than before. She needed a carer for Demi, and so she turned to me. I didn't mind this, but I told Amy in no uncertain terms that if I were in loco parentis, her daughter would be subject to the same discipline my boys were, as I wouldn't treat one differently than the other. You mean smacking, don't you? Amy asked. Yes, I do, I replied firmly. Reluctantly she agreed, adding optimistically, I'm sure she'll be good though. And actually she was for a couple of weeks. Maybe Amy had warned her that I would smack and that it would hurt. While not exactly an angel, Demi was at least biddable for a while. However, I guess contempt grew out of familiarity, and one morning I had had more than enough. Demi had been cocky and disrespectful the entire time, and when she stuck her tongue out at me in reply to an instruction, I knew the moment had come. I grasped the little girl's hand and marched her up to my bedroom. All spanking should be done in private in my view, especially as you need to talk to the child properly afterwards without distractions. I sat on the bed, told her she had been a very naughty girl and was going to have a smack bottom. Of course, she turned on the waterworks at the point, but that was not going to change my mind. I gently but firmly placed her across my lap and lifted up her skirt, revealing a rather grubby looking pair of sky blue knickers. I took these down of course, and although there were no marks on either the gust or the seat, there was a distinct whiff coming up from her bum. I always keep a box of tissues on my bedside table, so I grabbed a couple and wiped the crease of her bottom. As I had suspected, there was a brown stain on the tissue. With a now clean bottom to work with, I lost no more time in administering the punishment. I gave her a dozen hard slaps on the upturned bare backside, my hand more or less covering her entire bum with each smack. She cried as I expected, and indeed required. When the dozen had been given, I gave Demi a moment to have a little weep, then said, that was for being a naughty girl, these are for having a smelly bum. Then I gave her 6 more stinging smacks. Her bottom was now bright red, and I gathered her up against my breast and let her have a really good cry. After she had calmed down and we had talked about her behavior, I stripped Demi of all her clothes and put her in my bed for a little while to get over it. I then went to the bathroom, flushed away the tissue, and washed my hands. As I had anticipated, Amy was a bit upset when she picked Demi up and was told there'd been a smacked bottom. But over the next few days she saw the transformation in her little girl's behavior and the wisdom of our own upbringing. She started to smack Demi herself,